The Steigerwald Lake area has a long history with human travel as well as wildlife travel. The large open fields there at the west end of the entrance to the gorge has been a stopping spot for migrant people and wildlife for thousands of years. Lewis and Clark camped there twice, once on their way downstream in 1805, November, and again in 1806 on their way back upstream. Lewis and Clark were not the first people, Europeans, to visit there. The first was Lieutenant William Broughton of the Captain Vancouver's voyage of discovery when he was explored the Columbia River. Captain Vancouver was not able to get his ship across the sandbars at the mouth of the Columbia and Astoria, so he sent Lieutenant William Broughton in a 28-foot boat called the Chatham upstream to explore the Columbia River and find out where its source was. Lieutenant Broughton sailed up to Cottonwood Point at Steigerwald Lake, and where he began to hit the current of the river coming through the Columbia Gorge. This slowed him down. They were rowing upstream in this, and they got to Cottonwood Beach, stuck the Union Jack in the ground, claimed the land and that was drained by that river in the name of Great Britain. And that's why Fort Vancouver was built where it is. It was British territory and was built as a Hudson Bay trading post. It remained as a trading post until after the 1846 Pig War and the 54-40 or fight campaign when it became part of the United States. It still operated for a few years after that in as a Hudson Bay trading post, but with an American military presence.